There is at least one state where corporations are not people. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court famously declared that when it comes to buying political ads, corporations are people, and the First Amendment's guarantee of free speech applies to them too. But last week, the Montana Supreme Court issued a ruling in defiance of its superiors in D.C. and said that regardless of what the Supreme Court thinks, Montana's own restrictions on corporate cash would remain in place. So there. The Montana vote was 5-2, but even one of the dissenting judges was frothing at the Supremes. I quote dissenting judge James Nelson, "Corporations are not persons. Human beings are persons, and it is an affront to the inviolable dignity of our species. The courts have created a legal fiction which forces people, human beings, to share fundamental rights with soulless creatures of government," unquote. He went on to ridicule the high court for granting corporations human rights but not imposing any responsibilities. I quote again, "Indeed, it is truly ironic that the death penalty and hell are reserved only to natural persons." So it looks like this case is headed right back to the Supreme Court to see if they have the guts to impose some human responsibilities on these humanized corporations. If a human corporation causes injury or death, why shouldn't that human corporation be disincorporated and its officers held personally liable, like those corporate banks that committed first-degree economic assault? And what about when a corporation causes the death of another corporation through a job-killing merger? The possibilities are endless. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.